Yeah. OG. Listen, I'm about to tell you a story I've never shared. I've always kept it to myself. Hopefully mtani skiza, a traumatic experience. And no, I'm not asking for your help, but tiki tu ilinyumiza. Listen up. But just before you scroll on Goja, this story nadhani inaweza fikia all borders. When I tell you about this girl called Ruby Jezebel, aka Empress, Queen of Golgotha. Fine girl, originally she was from Nakuru, but upon kufika nai she settled in Buruburu. She was 19 I guess, siko sure about the age, but the first time we met, ilikuwa ni Buru stage. I was in fourth form, likuwa nimetoka Fangi Aquinas, nikingoja mate yole inishukishie masimba. She was alone rocking a blue blouse and some jeans. I'm like, this gotta be the hottest girl I've ever seen. Started a conversation hoping I would see her later. Since I didn't have a phone, she wrote a number on a paper. Kufika home nikomba mother simu ndo nimcall. That's how we started vibing juu nilikuwa nisha fall. Told her me bado student na bado niko system. She told me she's in college and I devoted Christian. Long story short, me and Ruby started dating, but cause she was slightly older, bunch of people started hating. After kumada chuo, me and her were still together. I was so sure that ikitu inge last forever. Didn't have a stable job, I was a part-time bouncer slash rapper slash waiter wa kusavu watu kwa counter. Ruby was working in West D front desk, she was earning more than me. I was hoping I won't mess, cause most of the time endo alikuwa ananipa fair. Hakuna siku inge pita kama Ruby ajaniombea. She was the best thing that ever happened in my life. We were young, but I felt like she's the potential wife. She comforted me, siku ngoma zangu zilikuwa zichezwi. Kanishowa seka pinye, huwa wapembelezwi. Then suddenly vitu zikaanza kuchange. Ruby akacha kwenda church, Ruby akaanza kuwa strange. Ruby anaonekana westy, amebebwa ndani ya range. But despite hizi mashida, my love was still the same. I talked to her about it, but she never seemed interested. She didn't care about the love that we had invested. Ah, mashallah, but a nigga never gave up. I gave her time to think, hoping we was gonna make up. 2 months down the line, Ruby ataki kuniona. Heartbroken, I mean she almost left me in a coma. She moved from Buruburu, baka uptown La Vie. Kazi likuwa tu sani kugeuza my sugar daddy. She blocked me on the phone, so there's no way I could have reached her. That's when I realized the nyewe kitu imeisha. And like a real man, you know I had to accept, cause a girl's decision is something that you gotta respect. Yeah, I was hurt, but I moved on still. Ruby was living her best life, cause the dude had meals, popping bottles on the photos that she posted on the net. I was laughed at, cause I was getting roasted by my ex. Yeah, I learned a lot from that experience. Stopped dating, and when I did, it wasn't serious. Cause sikutaka commitment. Guess this what they meant when they say that if we took a ground ni different. Fast forward 3 years later, nikioka hao, got a call from Ruby, I can request to meet Tao. I agreed, cause on the real, I was curious. She was my girl once, so vako singi mkulia. Mpango za Mungu, sa zingine hatuoni. Imagine this is the same day that I also met with Bonnie. And Ruby never showed up for the meeting. Nikakach kiasi sababu pia sima likuwa shiki. I went back home, niki checka tu. After kujaibisha, something I said I will never do. 2 days later, nikiwa FP, nikamwa kusearch Ruby. Then I saw a post saying RIP, alipass juicy. You see, Ruby committed suicide on the same exact day me and her are supposed to meet. And this is after finding out that she had contracted HIV. She also left me a letter. I can name Biapole and apologizing for, you know, what I had to go through after we separated. And I just feel so, I always feel sad about it. Rest in peace, Ruby. Damn.